Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, as today we feature a conversation on healthcare innovation. Good morning, I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. In response to mounting healthcare challenges, fundamental changes are taking place in the way care is administered today. Patient-centric approaches are evolving and defining treatment and operational policies, and these approaches are made possible by advances in technology, but are also driven by market forces and societal needs. The patient-centered medical home model is one of these key innovative approaches being pursued. This morning, I am happy to welcome our very special guest to discuss the use of patient-centered medical home at the National Naval Medical Center. It's my privilege to welcome Lieutenant Commander Sunny Ramchandani, staff physician at the National Naval Medical Center. Good morning, Sunny.
Morning, Al.
Sunny, before we get started, could you take a few moments and perhaps tell us a bit about the National Naval Medical Center? Perhaps you can give us a little bit of its history and the role in providing medical care to our nation's warfighters.
Well, first, thanks a lot for having me on, Al. We really appreciate this time with you. The National Naval Medical Center, we affectionately call it NNMC over in Bethesda, is truly one of the most remarkable places I've ever been to, and it's a remarkable place to deliver health care. It was first founded in around the late 1930s by President Roosevelt, was when the ground was broken. Since then, it's been providing care to our sailors, our Marines, and in recent years to airmen, to soldiers, and to even Coast Guard personnel. There was a major expansion of the hospital in about the 70s where we went to a larger inpatient facility. Now it's about 500 beds for our inpatient facility. Also, in about 2005, another big development happened was with the Base Realignment and Closure Initiative through Congress. The Walter Reed Army Medical Center will be integrating with our center to become the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, which is scheduled to open in 2011. So the institution itself has had quite a remarkable history over almost the last 100 years.
That's fantastic. So with a little bit of this history, can you tell me a little bit more about your specific role at the center?
Sure, I'm happy to. I serve today as a staff physician in the Internal Medicine Department under the leadership of Dr. Kevin Dorrance, who is our department head. In that capacity, I also serve as the training officer for our internal medicine residency program, and specifically for today, the project manager for the medical home project, which we're now implementing at the National Naval Medical Center.
Sunny, what brought you to service as a physician and also as an officer in the U.S. Navy?
That's an interesting question, Al. I first wanted to be a part of the Navy. I shouldn't say the Navy, but in the military in some capacity in high school. I was a Boy Scout, and when we used to go to military bases, I was always a little interested in what was going on. I went to the Naval Academy right out of high school. At the Naval Academy was where I really started to see and understand some of the sacrifices, some of the dedication, just some of the outstanding qualities that we have and the people, the men and women that serve in our military and specifically in our Navy. And from there, I really wanted to be a physician. That ties into me personally. My mother died when I was 11 from breast cancer. That motivated my desire to be a physician. So combining that motivation with the opportunity to serve made becoming a Navy physician almost a perfect career choice for me. And luckily, the Navy's kind of shepherded me through my career so far since I was 18, and here I am today.
So given that you're both a physician and an officer, as you reflect back on some of your experiences, both at the academy and in other commands, how have these perhaps prepared you for the current role that you have and perhaps influenced your leadership and your management style?
So I think that one of the biggest influences on today for me has been was my time at the Naval Academy. The Naval Academy, they often say, is not a place you want to be, but it's a great place to be from. I couldn't agree with that more. It truly is a place that helps you define yourself in every facet possible, academically, physically, spiritually, morally, ethically, you name it, any facet of life, that place helps you build yourself. That really started to help me think about how I wanted to make an impact, not only on the Navy, but also in the healthcare system as a whole. one of the things I remember learning at the Academy was the difference between a transactional and a transformational leader. I've been blessed to work with some of those transformational leaders and some awesome transactional leaders over my time in the Navy at the National Naval Medical Center when I was stationed at Newport. And now, especially working with Dr. Kevin Dorrance, who's definitely a transformational leader, and some of the other transformational leaders we have at our hospital and in Navy medicine as a whole, we're able to bring this new initiative to life.
How is care delivered under a patient-centered medical home model? We will ask Lieutenant Commander Sunny Ramchandani from the National Naval Medical Center when our conversation on healthcare innovation continues on the Business of Government Hour.